Photo: NYC man's face slashed after he broke up subway fight, the last person to deserve this. By Amy Furr on June 17, 2023. 44-year-old Gideon Moncrieff received a large gash on his face after he intervened during a reported altercation on a Brooklyn train on May 10. According to a New York Post Saturday article, an ex-convict is accused of attacking Moncrieff and cutting into his face. While speaking with the Post, Moncrieff said the moment he saw what was happening, all he could think about was the incident with Jordan Neely. Neely was the New York City homeless man who was allegedly ranting at subway riders on May 1 before former Marine Daniel Penny put him in a fatal chokehold while trying to restrain him, according to Breitbart News. Meanwhile, Moncrieff said he did not want someone else to be killed or injured during the incident, which happened on the southbound C train. During the ride, Moncrieff noticed a man named Sean Lewis arguing with an older drunk man, who fell down onto the floor. When Moncrieff asked Lewis if he was all right, Lewis allegedly shoved him. Moncrieff said he tried to tell Lewis that although he did not know him, he felt love and respect towards him. He then said to me, "Yeah, you don't know me, but I'm going to make sure you remember me," Moncrieff told the outlet, adding he moved away from him and later felt someone touch his shoulder. When he turned around, he realized it was Lewis. The suspect said, "Thank you," and then slashed Moncrieff, the victim alleged. An image shows Moncrieff with a huge scar running down the side of his face, narrowly missing his eye. Next to the photo appears to be an image of the suspect in the case. "So happy his eye wasn't damaged. Kudos to the Good Samaritan," one social media user replied to the Post story. "God knows we're on our own," another person commented. Moncrieff did not get a glimpse of the weapon used, but he was able to yell at fellow passengers to remain on the train because he was afraid the suspect would hurt someone else if they ventured out onto the platform, where the alleged slasher was by that time. Thanks to surveillance footage recorded at the station, Lewis was arrested 8 days after the encounter. The Post report continued. Moncrieff learned his alleged attacker had recently been released from jail without bail by Judge Dale Fong Frederick, 4 days after he had been arrested and charged with strangulation, assault, harassment, and other counts stemming from an arrest on April 10, after he allegedly choked his girlfriend and threatened her with a knife. Lewis had previously been arrested for shoving his girlfriend into a window in January and was also cuffed for misdemeanor assault after attacking an employee at a homeless shelter in August 2022. But he took a plea deal and was convicted of disorderly conduct in November, according to a law enforcement source. The suspect has been arrested 9 times since 2016 for criminal activity. Following the subway incident, Lewis was indicted on several counts of felony assault. The Post also noted that Judge Patrick Hayes Lewis set the suspect's bail at $7,500. Meanwhile, felony assaults have continued rising across Democrat-run New York City, Breitbart News reported April 4. The outlet has extensively covered slashing incidents in the area. On June 9, Facebook user Avita Turquoise Robinson wrote of the attack on Moncrieff and said, "To know Gideon Emmanuel Moncrieff is to know a selfless giver. Full stop." She also called him the last person to deserve this. Several muscles in Moncrieff's face were severed during the slashing. Now, it is apparently difficult for him to smile, laugh, or cry without enduring pain, he told the Post.